Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now go to Matthew, please. Matthew chapter 16, and this is what we're going to begin today. Matthew 16, verse 13, 16:13. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And you know that is the big question. All the nations and peoples of the world, their eternity is determined by who they believe he is and what they do with that understanding. You know, there are religions that include Jesus and acknowledge him as another prophet. That's unacceptable. He did operate as a prophet. In fact, he operated in all the fivefold ministry gifts. He had the Spirit without measure. He operated in all of it at once. He did. The apostle. The prophet. No, there's nobody on earth that's the apostle besides him. If they are an apostle, they're an. Right? There's nobody that's the prophet to the church in the earth. Jesus is the prophet. If anybody is a prophet, they're a prophet. Are you with me? But Jesus was and is the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the good shepherd pastor, the teacher. And notice this. They said, "Well, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Others say you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And that's what we just got through talking about. He's not just one of the prophets. Then he said to him, "Well, but who say you that I am?" And that's what it boils down to. You know, Jesus didn't defeat the enemy in the wilderness. You know, when he was tempted and he was pressed and pushed, he didn't say, "Well, we believe over at our church. Huh? Rabbi so-and-so teaches. This is what we believe at the synagogue." No, what did he say? "It is written." What does that mean? This is what he knew and what he believed. For himself, what he's standing on. It doesn't work to say, "Well, you know, this is what we believe at our church." Well, now, what do you believe? What do you say? See, people hide behind all this stuff. For numerous different reasons. "Well, I hear that y'all believe in that speaking in tongues over at your church." "Well, you know, that's what they teach." "Well, is you or ain't you? One of us." "I hear y'all believe in being rich over there." "I hear y'all believe in prosperity and all that stuff. Y'all that blab it, grab it. Claim it, name it. Bunch." "Well, that's, you know, they teach some of those things over at the church." Now, what do you believe? What do you believe? I know when I was in Bible school, a friend of mine was going to, he was getting more degrees beyond what I was doing in theology. And so I was interested to talk to him about some subjects that, you know, because he was getting advanced education and I wasn't getting. And so I asked him about a particular thing and I was looking at studying. And he said, "Well, we had a lecture by Dr. So-and-so and he stated that such and such and such and such." He said, but we had read a book after other Dr. So-and-so, and he stated such and such and such and such, and it was different. He said, but on the other hand, we had heard previously from Dr. So-and-so, and he said such and different yet. And he went on and on about it. And I said, okay, all right. And I said, fine. I said, what do you believe? He looked at me like I'd slapped him. He said, well, I mean, I see some merit in Dr. So-and-so's position, but I also see some merit in other doctors. I mean, they were complete opposites. But I also, while he's talking, I thought, man, I hope you don't have to stand on this anytime soon, because you don't know what you believe. You're not ready to handle anything. Now, what do you believe? Well, some say he's a good man. Some say he was a prophet. What do you say? Your eternity depends on the answer. Hmm? Who do you... No, see, they said, well, some say this, some say that. He said, who do you say I am? This is Jesus looking you in the eye. Who do you say I am? Hmm? Verse 16, Simon Peter. Numerous occasions he got his foot in his mouth because he was too quick to talk. This time, though, he got it right. He did good. He was the first one to pipe up. He just said it bold. He said, you are the Christ. You are the anointed one. You are the Son of the living God. That's who you are. Well, there's only one of them. Right? And he said, you it. Jesus said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. And I say also to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock. What rock? What have they been talking about? The revelation that he is the Christ, the Son of God. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's our text for our new series. And I'll give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And then he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was what? Jesus the Christ, the anointed one. That was the revelation, that was the issue, and that he is the rock that the church is built upon. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He said, verse 18, you are Peter. Now, Peter is a word for rock or stone. It means a detached stone or rock, like a stone that could be thrown or a stone that could be removed. You might say rock. You are rock. But upon this rock, now that's a different word. And it means mass of rock. Like the rock of Gibraltar. It means like foundation slab. Rock. Not a rock you can throw. A rock you build a city on. On this rock, this foundational rock. What rock is that? Christ. He is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God. On this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We're beginning this morning a series we're talking about the church. The church. Is the Lord interested in the church? We're going to talk about what is the church and the purpose of the church. the will of God in the church and through the church. I believe this is something near and dear to the Master's heart. What's he interested in? People have got all kind of ideas what they want to do with their group and with their local church and this and that. But Jesus sees the church, the whole church. And it's his heart and it's his purpose to build this church. And he's building something that the devil can't stop. Oh, glory to God. He's building something that all the power of hell cannot overcome, cannot stop. Glory to God. The church. Jesus is building something. And you're a part of it. And I'm a part of it. And we're not supposed to just come in here and sit in the chair for a few minutes and check the box and say we went to church. No, no. We are the church. And not all the church, but a part of the church. And the Lord's building his church. And we want to be right in the middle of what he's doing to build the church. And you and I ought to be thinking every time we come in here and every time we go out and all through the week, what is God doing with us? What can we do? What is our part to build the church? To advance his kingdom and build his church. Can you say amen? I'm believing that revelation is coming to us. Will you believe with me? Not just today, but in the days to come. That we will see this thing the way the Lord sees it. We will feel about it the way he does. It'll be in our heart the way it is in his. And it'll be a priority to us just like it is to him. Now this is closely associated with what we did some months ago on the kingdom of God. We camped on that and we stayed in that. That helped me. I trust it helped you. Spending time in the Word about that, and it goes right into this, and of course, you and I growing up. Why do we need to grow up? Why was God interested in growing this church up quickly? Why? Well, we're already beginning to see some inklings of it. So he can use us to do what? To build his church. To build it. Glory to God. They used to sing an old song called Working on a Building. You ever heard that? Working on a building. Well, Jesus is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me